Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Ooh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I didn't expect to see you here.
Yeah. You know, I come here often.
Wow.
So, cool. Yeah. Cool to run into you.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's weird. I also come here often.
This is crazy. We should have like seen each other way more than like just now.
I know. Or like planned a meetup or something, but here we are.
I mean, you can't really plan anything. This is the future. We're in 3042.
Oh, yeah, we are. And we're underwater.
You heard it here first. In 3042, we're going to be underwater. Well, this is our podcast. It's called Best Friends.
Yeah, and that's Nicole Byer.
And that's Sashir Zaneta.
Yum.
Rhymes with tomato.
Yes, the wrong way to pronounce tomato.
I was doing a bit and then it made me laugh.
It really got you.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that beginning was like the example of like bad improv from like 101.
Yeah, because there's no who, what, where until... No. Five lines in, we found out we're in the future and we're underwater, but we don't sound like we're underwater in the slightest. Well, I guess we'd be wearing helmets of sorts.
Unless we're amphibians? People who... Yeah, unless we're amphibians. Unless we have adapted to the water and we are water people and we communicate with ease underwater.
I'd be a water person.
You're already a water person.
I'm already water, baby. Mm-hmm. Go swim. I've been watching The Boys. Mm-hmm. No one else is watching it. It's been hard for me because I can't talk about it with anybody else. I've tried to get John and the man I live with, or the man who lives with me, to watch it. And they were like, we'll start it. But then I finished season one and they're like, you're too far. I guess we'll never watch. And I was like, "Seems mean. Seems real mean.
Oh, no. I'll watch it. It sounds cool.
It's so good. I clapped at the season finale of season one.
Damn.
Clap. John was like, oh, yeah, I heard clapping the other night. I was like, it was me.
And that's what you want out of a season finale.
Right? A nice clap. It was a nice twist clap. That I like, I'd be like, you kind of like figure out as it's happening. And you're like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Juicy.
How juicy.
It's so juicy.
Well, when I finish it in 4 years,
it's going to take a minute. Each episode is 1 hour long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I dedicated some good time.
Yeah. Yeah, you really have.
But I believe it's only 8 episodes.
Oh, okay.
So, not bad. You know, ease on the way. What are you watching?
We're kind of looking for a new show. We finished Lovecraft Country. And my man loves, what is it called? Will Smith narrates it. It's like Our Big World, or Our Big Beautiful World. The world's big and...
Juicy Big World.
Something's happening in it. It's like describing... It's, oh, Lord. I don't know any of that. I should have looked
it up. One Strange Rock?
One Strange Rock.
Never heard of it. What is this?
It's like kind of a documentary about like how things happen in the world. Like the dust from the Sahara has affected the oceans and over here. But One Strange Rock. Someone also who's a great director directs it. Strange Rock.
Martin Scorsese?
No.
Steven Spielberg?
No.
Robert Zemeckis?
No. I guess a lot of people direct it, but whose name is on it? Oh, Darren Aronofsky.
Sure. Yes. Yes. I know him.
Yes.
I know him.
It's an Aronofsky Smith joint, and I keep trying to get into it, but like it's like a car commercial. It's like just so many visual things where it's like explosions, water drops, ripples, volcanoes. And then they're like, and then there's astronauts, like actual astronauts that are like, man, this planet's crazy. And I'll tell you, from my perspective, it's even crazier. But I'm just like, what am I supposed to be paying attention to? There's so many things going on here. I cannot. And I think my man needs a lot of like visual stimulation to pay attention. Mm-hmm. So he loves it. But I'm just like, I can't. I got to tap out. I don't know what's happening here.
I do like a lot of visual stimulation. I like things that are like boom, boom, bang, boom, boom, boom. Like that's maybe that's why I like Drag Race so much. It's a lot of color.
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening. The Boys has a lot going. It's action packed.
Yeah. I do like action.
I really want to talk to you about this episode I watched last night, but like you haven't seen it, so like I can't.
Have you seen Unsolved Mysteries?
I don't think so.
We've been watching the new season, and we watched all of the last season on Netflix. Oh. I love an Unsolved Mystery.
I feel like it's just about like women getting murdered by their husbands.
Correct. It's a lot of that, but sometimes it's not their husband.
Pretty easy to solve.
Some of them are pretty easy. There was one that was like, a woman got shot in the head in a hotel.
No.
And they were like,
she checked in, but she did not check out.
It's true. It's true. She did not check out. And they were like, who did it? And then I don't even know what tipped me off, but like 10 minutes in, I was like, she's a spy. Cause she like came in by herself. She didn't have a passport. She didn't check in with any identification at all. She didn't put any money down. She just was in the hotel. And then they're like, but the door was double locked from the inside. I was like, because she was killed by a spy. And then they're like, she cut out all the labels of her clothing. And she had a suitcase full of bullets. She had a gun and a suitcase full of bullets. I was like, she was a spy or an assassin. And someone found her first and they killed her. And then they talked to someone who was like, not a spy, but in that world, who was like retired, and he was like, yeah, spies cut their clothes, the labels off their clothing like that, and they take off the registration number off the gun like this. This is the way they did it on this gun is what a professional would do. And he just kept describing things as like, this is why she's a spy. And then the writer who was like pulling this thread was like, interesting. I'm going to do 27 other things to figure out who this woman is. And I was like, he just said she's a spy. You are not going to figure out who this woman is. And they never did. And they keep putting out these like newspaper articles to be like, do you know this woman? And I was like, whoever her family is got paid off by the government. Like they're not going to say who she is. No one is looking for her. It's this writer who is obsessed with her. And I'm like, she doesn't even want to be found. She's dead, and she doesn't want her identity to be put out there either. Like, stop pulling this thread.
I mean, it's so funny what, like, civilians can accomplish that police, whole-ass police departments can't.
Yeah.
Like, there's a documentary, Don't Fuck With Cats, where, like, a bunch of internet people solved a murder, I believe.
I watched that, yeah.
And I'm just like, this is incredible that we waste so much money on these idiots who don't do anything. Like, I mean, we can talk about that for forever. But honestly, spies are similar to fat women. A lot of fat women cut out their clothing sizes and brand things.
Or like, are all fat women spies?
Mo, don't do that. Don't blow up my spot. No, the government's coming. I just died.
They just smash through your window and get you.
Yeah, and then instead of a suitcase full of bullets, it's a suitcase full of Oreos. I'm sure some fat lady will take offense to that and write me a strongly worded tweet. And I can't wait to read it and ignore it.
I mean, Melissa McCarthy was already telling us what was going on with the movie Spy.
Yeah, she, oh my God, she really did fucking blow up our spot. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, yeah, Unsolved, I guess I can't watch that shit because John loves it. Mm-hmm. He watched this one about, so it was like a pretty well-known crime. This man murdered his wife and his kids and then took them to work and put them in these like fucking bins.
Oh, I John, watched that. I watched that.
John, come here. We're talking about that man. John's like my moment. That man who murdered his wife and put his kids.
Daughters
come. Yes.
Hi, John.
Tell them about the scene you made me watch where the cops were like at his house.
Okay. So he came. So he just did it. We all know this. So the documentary starts and they show the footage of the cop showing up that morning to the house. But he wasn't home because he was just putting his daughters in the oil tanks and he just murdered his wife and two daughters. And he was arriving home to cops already at his house. And so the footage that you see is him being like, oh, yeah, I don't know where she is. And he's trying to act calm and normal, but like he literally just did it. Imagine killing your wife and two daughters and showing up and the cops are already there.
My God.
He's like, oh, her cell phone's still here. Like, you could see it in his eyes. He's just freaking out the whole time. It's really bizarre.
I also watched it, and I was actually mad at this that this was even a documentary because I was like, it was a husband. And then I watched an hour, and I was like, yeah, it was the husband. Like, why did you make me watch this whole fucking documentary?
I already knew the story. I just didn't know, like, they had so much footage on him. Like, it's really
neat
that
the cops. They did have so much footage on him.
But you saw that the neighbor was like, oh, I have a security camera.
Yeah, and like, then he, like, the neighbor was trying to show the cop, and then the guy was getting nervous, and he was inching more and more in front of the TV to be like, oh, yeah, and I don't know where she is. It's not like her to do this. Anyway, oh, is that the footage from my garage? Weird. Okay, gotta go.
Yeah, and so he was wondering if he's going to be caught, like, on the neighbor's security camera. But then as the neighbor turned off the security camera footage and the TV came back on, it showed a baby inside of a womb on like
I did see that, and I was like, what the fuck is he
saw
watching?
That he saw that and he's like, oh yeah, and she's pregnant.
Oh yeah, I do remember that part.
So that was like spooky too.
Yeah. Ugh, he was fucking crazy. I knew it was the husband, but I thought maybe something more salacious was gonna happen, like the girlfriend was in on it, or because he was cheating on his wife with a new hottie from his job. And
one of the clues that the cops knew about that was because, like, you look much more well-built than you used to look. That usually means someone's trying to have an affair. And
yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not.
And, but he fully was. He fully was.
All right. Well, that's been my time.
Thanks, John.
I can't hear you anymore. I
was like, what is this? Is this best friends or is this John and Sashir enjoy another thing without Nicole? Like when y'all saw Moana without me.
It was, you know what? Bring John back so we can talk about Moana.
I still don't understand how that happened.
I don't either. I don't know where you were. I was in your home.
I don't know where I was either. Which is like the craziest part, that you were in my house watching Moana.
A full movie.
I want to see this bitch sing to the ocean and surf and shit. What happens in it?
Yeah, exactly what happens in it. I'll watch it again.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Just, I was like, how do I have this memory of watching a whole movie and you weren't there in your home?
Definitely don't remember. I guess I stopped watching true crime stuff after I watched something about this man dubbed the Toy Box Killer.
No, no.
So he had a trailer in like a desert. I think it was in Nevada, maybe. And in this trailer, he had a bunch of like torture items for women, and he would keep them, torture them. And the way he was found was a woman escaped and she was like naked and bloody and like banged on a neighbor's door, like ran a mile or something. And then they're like, oh no, where'd you come from? And then she like went to the cops, and then the cops unearthed this toy box murderous chamber. And then he did admit to killing some of the women. And then I think said he killed even more and then died while he was on trial and was never sentenced. And I was like, you know, I think I'm done. This is not fun. This is bad.
I know. Some of them are frustrating. There was one new unsolved mystery where this was like the 70s or something or the 60s. And there was this prison program for some reason was like did some sort of honor program. Like if you were being a good little prisoner, you can get some perks. And they would like let them drive trucks to like from prison to prison, or like they let a group of them go Christmas shopping for their family, unsupervised. They drop them off at a mall and they're like, see you in 4 hours. And then what, like let them go individually. And then the time came and they're like, where's that one guy? And it's like, why would they come? I'm surprised three of them came back. They're like, we're missing one.
That's like, hilarious that three of them probably arrived there and they were like, fuck.
I was like, oh, I didn't even think that I could have
my moment to leave.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? This is the 70s. There's like, it's very easy to just walk away and no one ever knows where you went. Like, there's no cell phone tracking or anything
that's
like that.
So funny. Yeah, I absolutely would be like, I'm not going back to prison.
No. So and he was supposed to get death, which I, you know, that's bad, but. Like, he was sentenced to death, and then within the time of his sentencing, I think it was Ohio, they got rid of that death penalty. Oh. So then he got life, but then he was so good, I guess, that they were like, you're on the honor program. You can, like, go outside whenever you want. And then he never came back. And they're like, whoa, that's so weird that he did that. And it's like, yeah, because he's a fucking murderer. He's a fucking psychopath murderer, of course. And now he's loose. And
yeah,
still is.
That's too much. Yeah. It's so wild that like we throw people in jail for like, oh, you're a chronic shoplifter, grand theft auto, murderer, pedophile, tax evasion. Like they're all just, I feel like maybe not like stick to your own kind or like separate but equal, but I'm like, I don't like maybe non-serious offenses. You don't have to go in with murderers.
For sure. Yes.
Right?
Like, yeah. Absolutely.
If you, you know, don't pay your taxes for a little bit, you go to a different jail.
A different jail. Yeah. Or just some other punishment. Because also the jails are just overflowing. And then we're paying for them to survive in that environment. And then we're not giving them, like, appropriate transition training to, like, get them back ingratiated with society after they leave prison. If they leave prison. But...
yeah, think about people who've been in prison for like 30 years. Oh my God. Like, imagine what life was like 30 fucking years ago like the 80s and getting out in 2020 and being like, so I have to carry around a fucking computer in my pocket at all times and people can just reach me whenever they want and we're Zooming? What's Zoom?
Also, then, like, what job skills do you have then?
Yeah.
Whatever your job was 30 years ago is very different from that, what that position is now.
The prison industrial complex is truly set up for failure, for you to fail.
Yeah.
For you to get out of prison and come right back into prison. But also, like, I don't know why I'm stuck on tax evasion. I do pay my taxes. But, like, so if you go to jail for
tax evasion. Are you thinking
about not paying your taxes?
What? Are you thinking about not paying
your taxes? No. I pay my taxes. I pay taxes. I don't need anyone to, you know, look at it. I pay them. I pay them every year. Good and well. I love it. But they make you pay them eventually. So then it's like you pay taxes and then you go to jail. So then your taxes are paying for you to be in jail. It's like for tax evasion, don't put people in jail. Just garnish their wages.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so wild. Like, yeah, if you shoplift, garnish their wages so they have to pay restitution.
Yeah.
I don't think people need to be imprisoned for that shit.
Yeah.
You know, they steal a car, make them a locksmith so they can make locks better.
Yes. It's like those movies who take hackers who like are criminals and they make them work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Clearly, like, they know what they're doing.
Catch Me If You Can. Like, have you seen Catch Me If You Can?
I think I have, but I'm having a hard time remembering.
I almost just said Cameron Diaz, but I mean Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know how I mix those two up.
I think they get mixed up all the time.
So, Cameron Diaz, DiCaprio, Leonardo plays a young man who pretends to be like a pilot and a doctor and forges checks. And I think this is true because it said at the end of the movie, and whatever is at the end of a movie is truth. Uh-huh. It said that he started working for the government, and like many of the things that make checks legit and not fraudulent is stuff that he developed because Ooh. Like he would wash checks and like do the ink over again and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think like watermark checks and stuff is him.
Oh, wow.
Which is like cool. Yeah, what a fucking narc. What a
fucking narc.
But I'm like, yeah, why don't we make criminals...
Yeah.
Like hackers or whatever, like make encryption codes like stronger and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'll run the program. I'll call it bad people for good deeds.
Ooh, okay. Yes. That's not so bad.
Right? Okay. Bad people it's a work deeds. In progress.
Yes. Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, badpeopleforgooddeeds.com or no .org because it's now a nonprofit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The government. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Great. Love it.
I like it, too.
Well, should we do a quiz?
Sure.
Unless you had something else to say.
I did want to tell you something.
Come on. Tell me something.
No, it's okay.
No, I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Okay. So I got these 36-inch dreads that I ordered.
Oh, yes.
And my God, are they long. I cannot wait to put them in.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Pull them out of my butt all the time. Like, they're so long. I can't even handle it.
I'm excited for this.
I'm honestly into this world of crochet braids.
It's so much easier.
My God. I would spend like 3 to 4 hours braiding my hair, and it would just take so long. Mm-hmm. I wonder what crochet braids look like. Have you had those?
I have not. I haven't. I've had twists, these faux locks I have now. And then like crochet loose hair.
Yeah.
But I think the braids would probably just look like braids.
I'm excited. I think this is the world I'm diving into.
Although probably if you're doing crochet braids, you probably have to do individual all over the head, which is also like, then you may as well just be braiding your hair. I don't know what it would look like looping it around a plaited braid of your own hair, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to do, because what did you do? You did individuals for all of yours?
I did individuals for the front and the side, because my sides of my head are shaved. And then braided my hair down in rows and on the top and then crocheted that.
I've been watching the videos on doing the individuals and I'm like, this looks hard. I might just do just rows and loop them through and then be like, if you don't like what they look like... Talk amongst yourselves. Do not include me. I do not care.
I did the individuals on the front so that it could like move and fall. I feel like if it's in a row, it's like that's how it's parted. You know, it'll be that. But
yeah,
you play around with it. You see what
I'm
you
gonna
like.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Okay, can we do the quiz?
I also did my eyebrows last night, and I think they turned out rather well.
They look good.
Thank you. I got a kit because I got tired of them looking wild.
What's in the kit?
Oh, so you better believe little sizzies.
Okay.
Tweezies.
Okay.
A little brush.
Okay. Oh, ooh, yes. Show me with the hand behind it so I know.
The
yes.
brush. And then a straight razor, which I finally figured out how to actually use.
Oh, I've never tried.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It I think they look pretty. Here, let me turn down my... I put a filter on. Oh. I'll turn it down so maybe you can see it better.
Okay.
And I won't be as blurry.
Also, everything you're saying sounds like it could be a rapper. Little tweezies. little brush.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the stage. Little tweezies. Little brushies. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Straight razor.
Straight razor is, he spits the hardest out of them all.
Oh, yes. These look good. That was great.
Thank you. I'm really excited about them because it's been a minute.
Yeah.
They've been tough. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let's. Oh, wait. Have we done this? Could you survive being stalked by Joe from you?
We did something like it. Something about.
We had a different, could you survive Joe Goldberg's glass box, which I haven't watched you, but I assumed was different.
Okay. I would like to do that one. Okay. I really am having you withdrawals.
I know. I want more.
I want more so bad. You better believe I bought Hidden Bodies, the book that this second season is based on.
Is that what you bought at Target?
It's one of the books I bought at Target. I also bought this book called The Black Kids, which is about... it's a young adult book, but it seemed interesting. It's about a bunch of high school friends who go to, I believe, an all-white school, and it's right after the Rodney King riots.
Oh, wow.
So they become the black kids of the school. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So cool. I'm excited to dive in. And then I bought the Hocus Pocus sequel. I went to the Target, the brand new Target's pre-soft opening, and they didn't have all them books up. But I said, I have to buy five. So it was...
Sure.
So it was far and few in between. Okay. Yeah. So,
well, you know who would like that you're a reader is Joe Goldberg.
Because Joe worked in a bookstore in season one.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for him to get back to books because that's the root of Joe. Okay. So you got a new neighbor who seems like a quiet person who keeps to himself. How would you welcome him to the neighborhood?
I'd stop by and introduce myself.
If I happened to run into him at some point, I'd introduce myself.
I'd keep an eye on his place to make sure there's no suspicious activity near him.
I'd say hi and be cordial, but otherwise I'd avoid him entirely.
I'd say if I happened to run into him at some point, I would introduce myself.
I am trying to meet my neighbor currently. There's a new man in my neighborhood who walks a bulldog, and he's hot. And he was skateboarding with this bulldog the other day, and he like fell off of it. And I was like, should I pull over and see if he's okay? And I was like, no, Nicole, you can't do that. He probably has a wife. But I don't know.
But you can still see if he's okay, whether he has a wife or not.
I don't give a shit if he's okay if he has a wife. That's the point.
Okay, sure.
If he's not okay without a wife, I can help him. If he's not okay with a wife, crawl home to your fucking wife.
Damn. Damn. Okay. Yeah.
So I guess if I happen to run into him at some point, I'd introduce myself.
It was a long walk to get to the.
Sure. Yes. I'm trying to stretch my legs.
How secure is your home?
Very secure. For example, I have security system and cameras.
Pretty secure. I keep my doors and windows locked at all times.
A little secure. I lock it up, but I also have a secret key under my doormat or whatever.
Not secure. I keep doors and windows unlocked fairly often.
That used to be me. When I lived in New York, my first apartment never locked the door.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, absolutely never. I would always have like random people in my house. It was wonderful. I loved it. Huh. But right now I'm very secure.
I'm also very secure.
I have a security system.
Yeah.
And camera.
Was there anyone in your house that you didn't want to be there in the days where you kept your home unlocked?
No, it was a 6-floor walk up. So the people who were there wanted to be there would stay for a minute.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you share on social media?
I don't do social media.
Very little.
Sometimes, but not everything.
A lot.
I would say some, but not everything.
I would also say some, but not everything.
Some things are for yourself.
Yeah, just a little secret for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep your windows open without curtains or blinds?
Always.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
Never. Wait, what was the question?
Do you keep your windows open without curtains or blinds?
Well, I have curtains and blinds that I sometimes close. So sometimes.
I'm going to say never. Because I have curtains that are sheer. Mm-hmm. So light still comes through them without me having to open them all the time.
Mm.
So yeah, I kind of never have them just like bare.
I see. Is this you reading or me?
It could be either.
You do it.
You're hanging out at a coffee shop when this man you've never seen before enters. He sits at a table outside pretending to read, but every time you look up, he's staring right at you. What do you do?
The picture of Joe they picked is insane.
It looks so creepy. Oh my God. He looks like kind of mad and frightened.
So I'm a flirt. I make eye contact back.
I refuse to look in his direction.
I immediately leave the coffee shop.
I approach him and start up a conversation.
I glare back rudely and let him know that I'm annoyed / not interested. You know I'd be making that eye contact back if I'm alone. If I'm with a friend, I would get befuddled and immediately leave or not look in his direction. But if I'm alone, I'm a flirt. I make eye contact.
I guess I would refuse to look in his direction.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think I would leave completely, but I also don't think I would engage.
Can you tell that the can you tell that the same man is in both of the pictures below? One is Joe sans hat. One is Joe in a hat.
It's very funny. I love that his disguise was just a baseball hat.
I mean, yeah, for murdering, I would do a little bit more. But that's why I love Joe. He doesn't do,
He doesn't do a lot.
Yeah, he's a minimalist when it comes to disguises and murder.
Okay, can we tell the difference? Yes, absolutely.
I can kind of tell.
They look a lot different.
If I wasn't paying attention, I'd probably think they were two different guys. I'm going to say absolutely I know that's the same person.
I will also say yes, absolutely. The outfit is the same.
Yes.
If you stumbled upon a shady looking glass cage hidden inside of a storage unit, what would be the very first thing you do?
Dial 911.
Run away.
Take a photo for evidence.
Enter the cage for a closer look to try to figure out why it's there.
You know I would absolutely enter the cage to take a closer look to figure out why it's there.
You would. Like, oh, what's going on here?
What's this?
I would probably take photos for evidence. Because I'm not sure if it's bad or good yet. Mm-hmm. But I'd just be like, I just got to take a picture just in case. Is this the same guy? It's a picture of Joe Goldberg and John Mayer.
I'm going to say no.
Someone said, yes, obviously.
No, obviously.
I'm not sure.
They're different guys, but I can see how someone might confuse them.
I'm going to say they're different guys, but I can see how someone might confuse them.
Wait, scroll back up. No, I know they're different. They're absolutely different. One I'm hot for.
John Mayer?
Not so much.
Are you hot for the John Mayer?
No. Not for Joe the murderer.
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, it's a good thing. John Mayer's dick is racist, apparently.
Oh, no. What?
Do you remember that?
No.
He said his dick is racist.
Seems rude and honestly information that no one ever needed to know or could deduce on their own.
I think he apologized after, but basically implying he fucks white girls.
Well, I think his dick needs to apologize.
Apology from the dick.
Yes, I want a dick apology. I want you to film your dick saying sorry. If you found out that the person you were dating had been using a fake name, what would you do?
Ask them for details or an explanation.
Leave immediately and never speak to them again.
End things romantically, but remain friends.
Scold them for being shady/weird, then break things off.
I wouldn't be bothered by it.
I would ask them for details/an explanation.
I would scold them for being shady and weird. And I guess I'd break things off? Well, it's weird.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
This is Sashir.
I would survive easily. Oh. You don't play games. You quickly notify the police and Joe is arrested. Good job. You've saved yourself and potentially others from Joe's murderous doing. Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm a hero.
This is Nicole.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm fucking wet just thinking about this. I'm stuck in Joe's cage. Oh no. Joe has locked you up and his fingies are tippity tapping at your phone, texting your friends and family to make them think you're still alive. Tough break. I've never been happier with a result.
Tough break. That's how obsessed he is with you. He's got to keep you.
Yeah, that's all I want. I just want someone obsessed with me enough to put me in a cage. That's it.
That's the dream.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money as the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. On average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it.
Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Should we answer some listeners' questions?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Hi, Nicole and Sahir. My name's Avery. So basically, I was quarantined with my partner and my best friend from March until August-ish. So I was with my two favorite people in the world nonstop for all those months. And now I live by myself. I moved home to Chicago from where I was living with my friend and partner. And my friend is on the other side of the country. My partner is living in France to teach. And I was just wondering if you guys have any advice for, like, how to be happy living by yourself, like adjusting to having so much solo time and feeling happy and not lonely and content without as much socializing. I feel like this could be relatable given the state of the world. And I'm just kind of behind on this, but any words of advice for like filling the time and quiet with something that's not just my own thoughts, you know? Thanks, guys. Love the pod.
Wow. Yeah. This is not where I thought the question was going. I thought that there was going to be drama between the friend and the partner. But
that's what I thought. I thought they got together and then she had to move out. That's where I thought it was going. I was like, I have nothing for you. That's too wild.
No, but it seems like they lived harmoniously and now they're gone.
Like a real treat.
She's alone.
I've never lived alone. So you have.
I have.
Do you have any advice?
Well, the thing is, I love being alone. So I didn't crave constant attention. So I feel like I'd be having a great time not having two people in my home that were there for months. But one thing that I've been really loving lately, because we can't connect with the people we love the way we usually do, I've been doing Marco Polo, this app that's like a video message that you leave for someone and they leave you a video message back. FaceTime also exists. So does Skype and Zoom. But I like it because you don't have to like arrange a time, especially if your person's in France. Like you have to like, you know, figure out the hours and like when are they available. But this is like you can just leave a video message and then they can look at it and then they can respond whenever they want. And it's nice. And you get to see that person's face and see what they're doing. And they can show you, this is my view right now. This is my house right now. This is what I'm doing. And they can take you on a walk. I like it. So that's one thing I've been doing lately that I think is a nice quarantine tactic to connect with people.
Mm-hmm. Or you can start Amazon's The Boys and have your friend start it and your partner. Mm-hmm. And then you can have like a nice little Marco Polo sesh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, because you leave the videos and you might spoil something. Mm. So when you finish an episode, arrange a time to have a little book club, except it's called TV Club.
Okay.
To chat about The Boys on Amazon.
Yeah.
And then also I think it is hard to like meet new people during this time, but like I think Marco Polo is a great idea. I think just making appointments to see people, or you know, doing some outdoor stuff, get you a roller gang. I think doing shit like that would be great.
Yeah. And if you have the money and the means and the time, you can learn a new skill. Like I'm taking singing lessons and that's really nice. And I like my instructor. So like that's a person I get to see every week. Mm-hmm. And if you could learn an instrument or learn a whatever, something.
Yeah. Get you a keyboard and learn how to play the piano.
Mm-hmm. Or sew, or I don't know.
Yeah, learn how to sew. That's a good thing because it'll come in handy when the end of times come and stores aren't open anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to sew for yourself. Or cook. You can learn how to cook. cooking your meals. Cooking
you get
for
like
one.
a little box, a box for two, if you will, on one of those meal prep services.
Oh, but I don't think they have boxes for one.
Excuse me?
She needs a box for one, and I don't know if they...
I don't. That's why I said a box for two.
Oh, okay. Well, then she'll just have leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I do. They don't ever have a single person option. They just assume everyone has a second person that they're feeding. But in reality, sometimes it's just the one. But yeah, that's like an easy way I've learned new recipes that I like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think these are good ideas.
Solved.
Solved.
I wish we had a stamp.
Or yeah,
well, I guess no one could
or like
hear
a noise,
stamp.
A sound effect. It's like,
oh, I miss our soundboard. Okay,
yeah, me too.
Solved. Do you want to? I'll read the first paragraph. We can alternate.
Yes.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir.
Oh my God. Of course you did that. Of course that's the end of the paragraph to you. Uh-huh. All right. First of all, I'm a huge fan of you both. Nicole, I saw you in Arlington, Texas before all the COVID shit hit the fan. You singling? Oh, you singling out that hot veterinarian from Boston was truly a treat.
Honestly, I remember that show. That was my best show in Arlington. It was really, really great. He came alone, and then I was like, you're so hot. So then I was flirting with him, and then it turned out he had a fucking wife. Ugh. So that's what I'm talking about. You fucking fall down, you crawl home to your wife. I'm not wasting my breath. I shouldn't have wasted my breath on that man who was alone. You have to say, I have a wife the minute a woman talks to you. Anyways, I just got a text from a very good friend of mine. Let's call her Marina. That's my best friend from school. Let's call him Ronaldo. Is engaged, and his fiance Ricky asked Marina to be their wedding planner. I recently posted my friend Marina's business Insta on my story to hype her up, and I guess Ronaldo saw the story and told his fiance Ricky that she would be a good wedding planner, so they reached out to her.
Well, I have to reread that because these are...
Okay, so she got a text from Marina that Ronaldo is engaged to Ricky, and Ricky asked Marina, her best friend, to be the wedding planner.
Okay, got it. All right. The only problem with this is that in the 3 years I've been BFFs with Ronaldo, I haven't heard a single word about Ricky or that he is even gay or in a relationship at all. Even when a girl we know became unhealthily obsessed and in love with Ronaldo, he didn't mention a single word about not being interested in females or in a relationship already. In fact, this whole time he's been so private about his personal life that I started to feel like he was asexual, either of which is totally cool with me. But how can I respect his privacy about this when he and his fiance will inevitably be posted about on Marina's Instagram? I don't fully understand why he would keep something so big and exciting, such a huge secret from me, while also using my good friend Marina as a wedding vendor. He knows I'm fully pro-LGBT, and we constantly send each other memes about how cute Patrick and Dave are on Schitt's Creek and talk about how it sucks to be liberal in a red state, etc., etc. He probably knows every secret and everything about me, and now I feel like I know nothing about him since he has kept this a secret.
Should I say something? Should I stay quiet? Wait to see if he decides to tell me about this wonderful wedding news that is that I so badly want to celebrate with him? What do I do when all this comes out on Marina's wedding planning Instagram that he knows I follow and repost and still hasn't told me anything?
Wow. Sincerely, just want to be excited for my friend, sad face.
Oh, boy.
What's up with these secrets?
Yeah. These secret friendships. Or secret relationships hiding from the friend. I don't have any experience with this because I feel like most of my friends are like, I want you to meet my significant other. Maybe I would say, hey, let's see. So she posted it. So Marina posted it on her Instagram.
No, Marina texted the person who wrote and said that.
Oh, and said that Ronaldo contacted her. I would then be like, Ronaldo, you contacted Marina? You're getting married? I can't believe that. Who is he? Yeah, and if you do it like that in that voice, the model will instantly be thrown off the trail and be like, oh yeah, I can't believe I didn't tell you. Also, what happened to your voice? Maybe that's what we should be talking about.
And she's like, no, no, no. Let's stay on topic. Yeah, I mean, definitely just ask. I don't think you have to pretend like you don't know this information, because Marina is your friend, Ronaldo's your friend. I think it's okay. But boy, oh boy. Yeah, I would also feel some kind of way to be like, why wouldn't you share this information with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that's like so much to not know. You didn't know that they were dating someone, that they're engaged, or that they are that they're gay. Like, that's all new information, which is also like fine, but
yeah, the gayness to me is like whatever.
Doesn't matter. That's
like,
yeah,
it's a non-starter for me.
Yeah,
but the thing that really gets me is like her friend reaching out to her other friend. It would be like if John.
No, I think it was the fiance. The fiance reached out to her friend.
Ah,
it was Ricky, okay. Not Ronaldo.
Oh,
Marina.
Then that means Ricky is following her Instagram. If the fiance found her friend's information from her stories.
I don't know if we know that. I think they're just all like in the same friend group.
Oh.
Also, Ronaldo could have seen it and shown Ricky, and then Ricky did the outreach. Mm,
yeah.
Mm, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I would never put any of this together.
It's a lot.
I already
had
fabricated my own narrative. But yeah, I would truly just ask Ronaldo and be like, hey man, so I see you're getting married. This feels wild that you didn't tell me.
Yeah. I would maybe preface it with a genuine congratulations. Like, just heard you're getting married. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And then see how Ronaldo responds at all. And then I guess also be like, yeah, how do you do that? Because you don't want to like...
Well, you can't do it text message.
Yeah, this needs to be a conversation, because you don't want to deter from the congratulations.
Okay, you be Ronaldo.
Okay.
I'll be our friend.
Okay.
Hey, Ronaldo, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Even better, because I hear you're getting married.
Oh, you know that?
Yes, because you reached out to my friend Marina.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Marina is great. Yeah. We can't wait to work with her.
Yeah. Can I just ask you a quick question?
You know, I got to get going pretty soon, but yeah, it can make it a quick question. Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't, it feels so weird that like we didn't celebrate this because you didn't tell me. Did I do something that maybe offended you and that's why you didn't tell me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
Ronaldo, what?
It's just like when you talk, you karate chop the air. And
I felt that was an issue.
It was an issue, and I didn't want to bring it up, but I was like, I would bring my partner around, but you would just hit him in the face, and then it's like it's a hate crime, and
yeah,
I can't have that happening.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm in hand therapy. It's new.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly in beta, but it's working for me. So I won't karate chop anymore.
Then you know what? You can come to my wedding.
And you know what? And I think that's how the conversation will go.
That's exactly how.
So I think you should just have but I will say it was hard to be like, congratulations. P.S. I wish we could have celebrated together, but you didn't tell me. So I'm trying to think of a better way to do that, but I don't know if there is a way. Maybe it's like, congratulations. And I don't want to make this about me, but did you forget to text me to tell me? Or I'm trying to think of like a way to do it where it's like,
maybe it's
your
like,
happiness does like, it, sorry, what?
Oh, I was going to say, maybe it's like wrapped up in the surprise. Like, oh my gosh, you're getting married. I didn't even know.
You took so long to tell me why.
Yeah. When did you, maybe just asking a question about the relationship, like, when did you guys even start dating? Yes, I didn't even know you were dating someone.
Yes. 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 When did you start dating? Oh my God. Tell me about how you met. Yes. Yeah. Who proposed to who? Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Who else have you told? Yeah. Oh, everyone but me? Why?
Who else knows? What the fuck?
I think that's a great way to do it. Catch them off guard.
Yeah. Yeah, because you definitely still want to celebrate them and you don't want them to make...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to turn this into a moment about you, but maybe that can lead you to that. Like, maybe Ronaldo doesn't even know they didn't share this much information with you.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess they also said that they're friends from school. So maybe
Ronaldo maybe not as tight as they think.
Yeah, maybe Ronaldo doesn't feel very close personally with this person.
Mm-hmm.
But like close enough to like share memes and like joke around every once in a while, but not like here's what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. Close.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
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 I guess make it cash. You can ask as many questions as you want because you don't know any information about this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then, see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to be like, to ask questions. I think that's a great way to get into it.
But does this person need to?
Do it in person.
Huh?
I said, gotta do it in person, though.
Yeah, I think in person is good. Do you think they need to say, like, I'm hurt? Or, like, I don't understand why... You didn't let
me
know. I think
towards the end. So it's just like, well, why did you wait so long to tell me? Because you karate chop. Or, you know, whatever the reason is.
Or maybe just like, I would have loved to have known. Or like, I wish I had known earlier.
You told me. Yeah.
Yeah, because I could have celebrated you. Or like, I wish I had known about your relationship as it was blossoming. Mm-hmm. What a fun thing to witness.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Let us know how it goes.
Good luck.
Good luck, buddy. Well, if you want to get in here, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And a bonus series on Stitcher Premium. Check it out. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com and use the promo code FRANS.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a harder way, and one of these days.
We'll explain it.
I'll tell you. One of these days.
Bye, Nicole.
Goodbye, Sashir.
See you later.
Goodbye, Hawaii. Goodbye, Iowa. Goodbye, Indiana.
Oh, we don't have time for
Goodbye,
this.
Goodbye, New Jersey.
No. No.
Honestly, I'm surprised you didn't let me go till I ran out of states because it'll come pretty quick. I don't know all 50. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't want to witness that.
You know what's fucked up? There's more than 50 states. I guess not technically.
Talk about like,
Puerto Rico? We have territories.
Yeah.
We don't talk about territories enough. I think we have Guam.
Yeah. I guess we do.
In the Virgin Islands?
Yes.
In Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.